I could tell you probably a story about school.
Tell us about your ego death.
My ego death?
Yeah.
Or my ego debts. I have a lot of ego debts. My ego death was first performed in Vermont.
Uh-huh. In naked. Stock?
With stock. No. It was in Vermont. It was on 40 acres of land.
That's a big ego, Mr.
Yeah.
Phil.
And I buried it up there. And I go back to see it occasionally.
That's swell. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 29 years old.
Do you have any film on you?
No, I took a bath before doing the show tonight. I'm the sort of a guy that has long hair that nobody notices.
I see.
When I grow a beard, it takes them a month to say, hey, you got a beard.
Hey, right, and that's because he's standing upside down.
His mustache was swell, Phil.
Did you like
for all those people who can't buy our single because Columbia doesn't distribute it ever. But we have one.
It was single.
There's a picture of all of us on the front cover wearing Peter's glasses, I think it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Phil and I both have real mustaches for the first and only time in the existence of the Fireside Theater. And then you shaved it off because you did a television show.
I can
try. Right.
Which is
going to be on
Yakima
the air.
Yakima World.
March 26th, people can see one of the members of the Fireside Theater on the Daniel Boone Show playing a French cook masquerading as a chef.
A French chef
masquerading as a prince.
Mm-hmm. I love that
Daniel
French
Boone,
chef thing, man. That was just incredible.
You have a movie coming out, don't you?
That's right. I have a movie coming out?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's right.
A French movie?
I have a French movie coming out, too. Yeah,
it's
really
French.
Yeah, there's a movie called, again, A Love Story with Jean-Paul Belmondo and Annie Girardot and me.
Hey, any of you people there in Radioland want part of this orange?
Well, I'm...
No, the clock work.
What are you doing?
Well, I haven't worked in 3 or 4 years, I think, Johnny. In fact, that's why I'm on the show today, as I'm looking for work.
Still drink, Phil?
Yes, I drink just as much as I always have, Peter. And my drug habits, of course, don't help me with employment either. And the fact that I was blacklisted only as recently as 10 o'clock this morning.
Are you clean, Phil?
I'm not clean. And I'm being pursued by federal agents for draft evasion and
you remember the union, though? You remember the union.
Of course I'm a member of the union. I'm on every scab list from here I'm with the Hog Piling Trust. I'm on both sides of the zinc controversy.
That's right.
On both sides of the zinc.
I'm totally untrustworthy.
Your health's good, though, huh?
Yes, my health is just fine, God willing.
God willing.
DV, yes. As they used to say.
I think your cold is gone.
Department of Vehicles.
Right.
How's your cold?
My cold is not gone yet.
No.
I don't believe in faith healing.
No?
You can't rid me of this cold.
And now another big 225 and the 350 in the 464.
Saying
Jim Dandy to the rescue, boom, boom, Jim Dandy to the rescue, Jim Dandy.
Welcome to the 1954 singing right here on the old Boss Hotline. What is on the Boss Hotline tonight, old Pete?
Well, we gave the dogs away. We gave
one dog to Sharon, another dog to Rick, and we got tapes out there from Jim and Trevor, and we're going to be talking with more of our Saturday, Sunday friends in just a minute.
Now back to you, Phil.
Boss, hit on
the number 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
0!
This set me up with another one of those Tom Collins.
Is this it?
Well,
it's going to be the end.
Next week,
everybody will have a chance, if we're lucky at all, to hear the first show. that we did 5 weeks ago, the first time Peter got ripped off.
Oh, yeah, I got ripped off again today, but I caught him.
You caught him?
I'm a madman, man. I was walking back from Phil's... I was walking up from the back of Phil's house, and I looked down into the forest, and there were three cats, and they had this white handkerchief, and I knew that it was mine, and the stuff that was in it. And I was, like, had bare feet and everything. I just had a pair of jeans, and I went screaming up the hill. I looked like the madman, right? Mm-hmm. Running down after them, and they just freaked.
That tarot card, the madman.
Yeah, right. The madman! And they just freaked, man. three kids in black shoes and short hair, you know, and maroon sweaters, and the whole 56 Chevy thing, man. And they're running way down to the forest, and I could have caught one of them, but... What can you do then, you know, like...
Bash in their head, right?
No, I can't do it.
Oh, so, no, you know what you do? You take them right over to your neighborhood stumper.
Oh, yeah,
guy with the steel helmet on, you know?
They put the stickle in.
He's called the crimper. Take him over to the crimper.
You know what, fellas?
The Chinese crimper. He'll hurt your mustache.
He takes his orders directly from... Dare I mention his name?
Oh, no,
Stereo.
You say one half, I say the other.
The snifter.
Does it come from the top?
Oh, yeah, it comes from the bottom, wherever the snifter happens to be, up or down.
I was with the schnocker yesterday. He corroborates everything you say.
He's lying, though.
That's the only way he can tell the truth.
Rumors.
If he tells the truth, everybody dies.
You're paranoid. Stop watching me.
All of his rumors, believe what he says is true, but the people who don't live in the house, yeah,
he serves a lousy
the
table.
What did the Schumpfers rumor say?
What did he say?
He didn't say a thing.
Oh, that's
his lips.
The dragonfly technique.
I like it. You're a miracle.
This is terrible.
Let's drink.
Think.
I'd like to thank the Fire Sign Theater for half of their TV set this evening. Thank you, boys.
Yes, also Natural History Magazine for February 1970 came in a bit handy in Matsumori's notebook.
Once again, I owe the Oikology issue, which is intellectual but neat.
Thanks to Bienvenue aux États-Unis, the guide pour le visiteur étranger dans les hôtels, motels et auberges américains.
Huevos!
Thanks very much to Culpepper's Complete Herbal.
Thanks to Feathers. The Sexual Seduction Series.
Thanks to you for listening to the Fire Sign Theater Radio Hour. We'll be in New York next week, where it's going to be cold, but we'll be on the air here, and then the show after that, we hope to record in New York.
We're going to do a show on,
Write your friends in New York and tell them we're going to be there sometime, somewhere next week.
Yeah, look for us in the subway.
In the gutters.
That's where
we'll be, in the gutters.
Oh, it's going to be awful.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
You've been talking to the Darwins again.
In the taxi cab.
Let's ask everybody out there that's listening. All 14 people in Cudahy and the 6 people in Commerce.
And the two people with the dog.
Yeah, and the 4 Belladonna, freaks in Hermosa Beach.
Right.
Well, all the people that are listening, let's ask them to...
We know when you've been bad or good, so because for goodness sake...
Ask them to think warm things about us when we're in New York and make it real nice for us.
Send money, please.
I'm coming home.
And suggestions and material.
I've been so lonely since you've been away.
Listening to the Fire Sign Theater Radio Hour. For more info, as well as Fire Sign tour dates and where to get this and other episodes, please visit firesigntheater.com. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Please stay tuned as the old codger fills in for Mac tonight.
My mother, she is dead. And I am just an orphan child, no place to lay my head. All through this world I wonder, they drive me from their door. Someday I'll find a welcome on heaven's golden shore. Now if to me you'll listen, I'll tell a story sad. How drinking rum and the gambling hell have stole away my dad. My mother is in heaven, where God and the angels smile. And now I know she's watching a lonely orphan child. We all were once so happy and had a happy home, till Dad he went to drinking rum, and then he gambled some. He left my darling mother, she died of a broken heart. And as I tell my story, I see your teardrops start. Don't weep for me and mother, although I know it is sad. But try to get someone to cheer and save my poor lonely dad. I'm awful cold and hungry. She closed her eyes and sighed. Then those who heard her story knew the orphan child had died.
And that was the great Jimmy Rogers, and a song called it A Drunkard's Child. I offer that to you as a moral lesson, because heaven knows the people that listen to WFMU, well, they have some moral problems, I'm sure. Very sinful people. I am too, but my sins are better than yours. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I'm filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour tonight. I'm so happy to be here. They'd have to let me do at least one show a year. It's a grandfather, guess it's a great, 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 great grandfather clause in my contract with the radio station. So I'm here for 1 hour, filling in for Mac, Antique Phonograph Hour, WFMU. I'm Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I've got puffing me away on a Rancho Malario cigar. Got me a bottle of Sly Weezer bourbon. And on this show, just remember, in my monologues, I am offering you my version of the truth. Some of my jealous rivals on staff have accused me of stretching the truth. This is true. But it's not like that's a bad thing, because by stretching the truth, I'm offering you a bigger, broader truth. My truth is larger than it appears in your rearview mirror. My colleagues, my provincial colleagues, they can't handle my supersized truth. Their truth is puny. Mine is bigger than King Kong, and every bit is terrifying. So don't get too near my truth. it will eat your truth for lunch. Yes, big truth eat little truth. So believe my truth. You've trusted your own for a long time, and look where it's gotten you. You're wretched, and you're miserable, and you're in debt, and you listen to WFMU, and you've got lousy taste in music. So I'm here to educate you and give you, to bring you to word and to music. To music and to words. So, here are some words and some music on 78 RPM Records only.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bengal bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me why it should be true that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some girl in the skies. My idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain, you're the National Gallery, you're Garbo Celery, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of a derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that has faded soon to pop. But baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
There's lots of people wandering round this town, up and down, all around. They all look lonesome, but I've always found they never pick on me. I wear those nifty clothes, I show my fancy holes, but nobody seems to see. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie called my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Everybody's got somebody, even birds in the tree. desperate and I take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's fresh in pan. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. In moving pictures I have often seen some blonde queen on the screen. I tried the methods on a man I met, so his love I would get. I made those goo-goo lamps just like the movie band. I believe he's running yet. Everybody's got somebody, everybody but me. I had a sweetie, ooh, my joy and pride. He kissed me once, laid down and died. Everybody's got somebody, even birds in the tree. I'm getting desperate and I take a chance. I'm grabbing anything that's left in hand. Cause everybody's got somebody, everybody but me.
About taxation, no, not much. Long as legislators give the nation syncopation, we, the people, have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We, the people, gotta have rhythm and song, yes, yes.
Give it to us. We, the people.
Boy, you know what Liza said about you, Ben?
What?
She ain't had no loving since the Lord knows when.
No.
Say, her love you can't supply.
Who can't?
And I'm gonna tell you just the reason why.
Why?
Old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you, sure you're born to die.
Now listen, old man, let me get you told.
Mm-hmm.
You've done got too doggone cold.
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself a raisin man.
Yeah.
And you can't even raise your hand.
Why?
Cause
old age is creeping upon you. that sign, it ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you, sure you're born to die.
Boy, once a man and twice a child.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are just enough to run you wild.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good you have chance to meet.
I love them.
You can't do nothing but eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Old age is creeping upon you, that sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you, sure you're born to die.
When you were 22, every night and day.
Yeah.
You run around and give all your goodie away.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're so old, nobody wants your kind.
Mm-hmm.
All you got now is just a willing mind.
Why?
Cause
old age is creeping upon you. That sign, it ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Boy, you seen a gal home last night about 4:30.
Yeah.
And she was living up on the 10th floor.
Mm-hmm.
You got on the 3rd floor and she looked around.
Then what?
She saw you was an old man and she turned you down.
Yeah. Then,
old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
I feel sorry for you, the way you stand.
Yeah.
You need a prescription from your doctor, man.
Yeah.
Better get yourself some medicine before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
So you can get your business.
Why?
Cause
old age done crept upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age done crept upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Boy, you can't make good, so you too sad.
Yeah?
Well, why don't you tell somebody who your dad? You can tell them now before it's too late.
Yeah?
And cause somebody gonna get your business straight.
Why?
Old age is creeping upon you. That sign ain't no lie. Old age is creeping upon you. Sure you're born to die.
Man, that was a great old 78 from Pig Meat Pete and Cat Juice Charlie. They were actually Kid Wesley Whistlin and Harry McDaniels. They were a couple of buddies recording under a different name. And that was called Old Age is Creeping Upon You. Before that, we heard the great Fats Waller, man who died too soon. He's only 43 when he passed away at Christmas Day, 1943. And we heard Fats Waller singing We, the People. Marion Harris, old girlfriend of mine. We dated briefly about 1918. As I seem to recall, I outlived her. Marion Harris, everybody but me. And we heard Harry Jacobson doing a little Cole Porter medley there. You're the top, and I get a kick out of you. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm fitted in tonight for my friend Mac, dubbed the Antique Photograph Hour. Speaking of old age creeping up on you, that's me. I am creeping up on you, and I embody old age. But, if I can't take it with me, I'm not going. That's why I'm still here. I've outlived 5 generations of actuaries. The reason Social Security's gone bankrupt is because I haven't died yet. That's why. Speaking of old people, I am the senior staffer here at WFMU, and I've got shoes older than you. Yes. Well, anyway, I'm taking the initiative because we have so many aging staff members here. I've noticed. I look around at these people all hunched over. They're just these poor people here at WFMU, the staffers. You might not be aware of this, but there's a lot of old people programming the radio here, not just me. So I'm taking the initiative of helping my fellow staffers, my aging fellow WFMU staffers. I'm signing them up for senior care services. We have so many aging DJs, it's going to become a problem over the years. Funny thing is, many of these older DJs show very few signs of adult behavior. It's very paradoxical, you know. Someone should undertake a scientific study of this phenomenon. In fact, if you listen to the music that the WFMU DJs play on their programs, many of these drooling cretins, I think they're obviously borderline insane. They are senile hippies. And their symptoms are aggravated by decades of of heavy drug use. They cannot take care of themselves. These people need compassionate caregivers. Well, I'm here to announce that affordable care is available. My friend Rummy Delbarton owns a senior care agency. He's my friend, and despite the fact that he's inebriated 80% of the time in his waking hours, he takes care of business. So, Rummy showed me he has over a half a million satisfied clients who are former disc jockeys. He showed me their names on index cards. I didn't count them all. He said it was a half a million. That's good enough for me. I explained to him the problem at WFMU with all these aging staffers, and he said, let me handle this. So I gave Rummy, station manager Ken, I gave him his home phone number. Told him, give him a call. You know, station manager Ken is very old. He's had the same phone number since 1933. I'll give it to you, and you can call station manager Ken on his home phone. Go get a pencil. I'll wait. Okay, you're back. Got a pencil. Here's station manager Ken's phone number. It's had the same phone number since 1933. Ken's phone number is 12. Did you write that down? Okay, give him a call sometime and tell him. Tell him to get some younger staffers here on the radio. Well, anyway, I'm here to play good music. Unlike the crap that you hear the other 23 hours around the clock here. So here is some great old 70 RPM records. Thank you.
Thank you. fool as you can be. Cause I can beat you doing what you're doing me. Aggravating, Papa, don't you try to two-time me.
That's a great 78 from Joe Hames and his orchestra and the vocals by Roy Wager, and it's called Lazy Bones, sung by many people. That's 78 RPM record, that's all I play here, no vinyl, no M3P digital, no compact disc, no cassette, no cartridge. It's all 78 RPM records. That's why the music is so good. We heard Sophie Tucker, another old girlfriend of mine, and also Sophie was one of my favorite singing groups. We heard Aggravatin' Papa from Sophie Tucker, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with the great Bix Beiderbecke on the cornet, and they did Trumbology. And we heard China Boy, the old standard China Boy, done by Gorny Kramer. Well, I'm here to give you the bad news. This is WFMU. That's pretty bad. Although I'm here, the codger, for 1 hour. Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, filling in for the antique photograph hour. That'll be back next week with Mac. Well, so I located a rare 78 RPM record by Toggy Scrotum and his birthday suit Playboys. Good old Toggy Scrotum. This was on the Rectaphone label. It was a very rare Toggy Scrotum. It was Sack of Blues on one side and the blue scrotum stump on the B side. Old favorite. And I was going to play it. I brought it down here. But the fellow who was sitting here before me, Nick the Bard, he was doing the board operating for the previous show. He sat on it. He sat on my Toggy Scrotum 78. So, it doesn't exist anymore. At least not in the form it used to. Not in any practical form. So if you have a copy of that Toggy Scrotum 78, well, it's even more valuable now than it was 45 minutes ago. But let me give you some advice. Some of you people ask me about cleaning your 78 RPM records. Well, let me tell you what you should use. This is advice coming from the old codger that all I deal with is 78 RPM records. I know how to take care of them. I have millions of them in my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. Well, the best way to clean them is, might surprise you, furniture polish. Yes, you pour some furniture polish on a rag. You can use torn out pages from old Zonophone catalogs, and you wipe the polish on the disc surface, and you leave it there for 6 months, and it burns away the nasty crud. Then you go back 26 weeks later, and you wipe off the greasy slop, and you enjoy the smooth, silky sound. That's been known to make Kid Wesley Wilson sound like Russ Columbo, if that's your idea of sonic improvement. It's not mine. Which is why I don't clean my 78 RPM records. I don't. I do never clean them. The decades of dirt make the records more enjoyable to my ears. Yes, don't forget, I'm the guy who's campaigning for a constitutional amendment declaring surface noise the national anthem. I'm working hard, but you know what? They're not listening to me. Maybe what I need to do is circulate a petition or something, get some signatures. That'll help. Well, running out of time here. I only got an hour, so I'm going to play some more 78. I'm going to play another one by Sophie Tucker. Well, she's my favorite. My favorite group. Here she is, Sophie Tucker.
Tell that fellow with a big physique to stop flirting with me. I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that party with a curly hair who winked at me before that I just got rid of one and I don't want any more. I do what I like whenever I like. I like what I love and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, don't have to lie, but I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them, and fuss them, just stepping round. Yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Thank you. choose, whenever I choose. I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, hook 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, fret 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
In the town of Louisville, they got a man called Big Bad Bill. I wanna tell you, he sure was tough. Brother, he was rough. He had folks all scared to death. When he walked by, they held their breath. He was a fighting man, sure enough. Bill took himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life then came to him somehow. He's a man they all used to fear. Now the people call him Willie dear. He was stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a brown-skinned Delilah bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. He washes dishes and he mops the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's gotta see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. When Bill was in his prime, he sure was one bad boy. A great big 44 that was his favorite toy. He had a deep bass voice I never will forget. But now he sings soprano in the church quartet. He weighed 200 pounds and was as hard as nails. He specialized in shooting cops and breaking jails. But let me tell you, brother, something must be wrong. When a darky throws away his dice to play mahjong. He was that red hot papa that you heard about, but an asbestos mama put his fire out. And Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Green and brown, picking them up and laying them down. because they like to call us there in a class all alone. The only way for them to do this to cheat them, you may tie them, but you never beat them. Spread your stuff, boy, you won't do nothing different. Cakewalking babies from home.
Kate Smith and the Harmonians. The Harmonians were the orchestra. Kate Smith was the singer. And Moanin' Low. Clarence Williamson's Blue Five. Did Cakewalking Babies from Home. We heard from the great Margaret Young, as she sang about Big Bad Bill, his Sweet William Now, and Sophie Tucker. I ain't taking orders from no one. She speaks for me, too. Well, I've only got a few minutes left, George Codger. Fill it in for Mac. Antique Phonograph Hour. He'll be back next week. I did get a request from somebody named Andy. He wants to hear Annette Hanshaw. Well, I confess that Annette Hanshaw's voice causes me great discomfort. And I wouldn't want to share that discomfort with my audience. Not that I'm above inflicting sonic pain on you, but not willfully so. And I find Annette Hanshaw's voice to be cruel and unusual punishment. It's very harsh. Oh, it sounds sweet, but it's poisonous. Trust me. Even you poltroons in the audience don't deserve a dose of Annette Hanshaw. So instead, since I only have a few more minutes left, here's some Francis King.
Each night at 8, her doorbell rings. He's never late. He always brings a lovesick smile, a heart aglow. He always sings this tale of woe. Oh, who keeps me worried the whole day through? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Who makes me happy, then leaves me blue? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. It's not Emmeline, it's not Angeline, it's not Adeline. Who can make me pine? So why should I tell you? I thought you knew. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Each night at 10, he starts to go. One kiss and then, for an hour or so, he says goodnight. For years it seems, I hear his song in all my dreams. Oh. The whole day through. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Who makes me happy, then leaves me blue? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. It's not Emmeline, it's not Angeline, it's not Adeline. Who can make me pine? So why should I tell you? I thought you knew. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you.
We're back together, dear, where we first met. We've been apart so long. We're back together, dear, loving and yet, sweetheart, there's something wrong. I see the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old you. The same old place, the same embrace, but not the thrill I knew. You love someone, who can it be? Please tell me, hon, because I can see that it's the same old moon, the same like it used to do. The same old night in June thrills me with love, but still, sweetheart, I'm blue. I see the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old you. The same old place, the same embrace, but not the thrill I knew. You love someone, who can it be? Please tell me, hon, because I can see that it's the same old moon, the same old you, but not the same old you.
Well, that wraps up the Old Codger program. I'm all out of time. Got to make way for Tom Does the Best Show and WFMU. Just heard from Johnny Marvin. And same old moon, same old June. And Francis King gave us G, Jenny, it's you. Well, Old Codger Courtney T. Edison has been me filling in for the Antique Photograph Hour. I'd like to say hello to all my friends out there. All tuned in, Red Butler, Rummy Delbarton. We got Andy Sr. We've got a new listener, Nestor D. Sorrento. Molasses Hathaway is out there. My agent, Lola Bell Pancake. And Woody Fishcakes Clooney. And Oogie Wawa. He's a doddering old crony of mine. Hello to all my friends out there. Well, stay tuned for Tom Best Show on WFMU. This is WFMU. He starts WMFU Mount Hope.
On the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
Super caller Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramsey Greenblatt.
And this is John.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would flick the cane and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
How much sports talk?
Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah. They have ring bologna at the Wawa.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry
and
Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Groove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd at Newbridge. Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry DePuy.
He was taking 63 different pills.
It's Matthew Tompkins.
Sounds like you're running your
blitz
through some sort of modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator
either.
Hey, Tom, it's
Austin.
Hey, Tom,
it's
Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
It's Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, you got Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah. This is Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? I'm coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Hello.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
Is Omar? Really?
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Maniac FOT.
I'm saying Colson. Not Colson.
Sociology, it's anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.